A septic tank collects the solids, and if you do not pump that out, it can make its way out in your lateral field and ruin it, and then it'll fail and start polluting. So it's kind of insurance to keep it pumped regularly.
You presented to us, was it about a year ago or 2 years ago, John? Do you remember
about a year ago. Last year we received two checks last year.
So whenever it was at that time with the commission, it was presented to us that you guys also had a pump out program. I think that's whenever we came up with the idea of, hey, get with John and maybe we can collaborate and make it an even better program for Taney County. So
because
at that time we were doing, were we doing 100% or?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. And I think we have a budget for 600.
We try to do 500 a year.
500 a year, so this allowed us to maybe possibly do more. I can't remember the specifics on it, but I just remember that was kind of the idea behind it, was to do a partnership with you guys and be able to do more.
Normal pump out over here, probably 140, 150?
130, 140.
Yeah, somewhere in that range. So we kick in $50, and so that probably about gets you to do another third more. So maybe instead of 500, you could do 750.
Right. Yeah.
Somewhere around there. Yeah.
So that's how that partnership happened, was the idea of the commission at that time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad to be a part of it. And, you know, as the old commercial goes, we all live downstream. So
that's right. Yeah.
We actually won an award at, Missouri Association of Counties on our pump out program.
Oh,
so
wow.
That's kind of
great.
Neat, so the state organization recognized Taney County as having a good program there.
Well, between that and the sewer sales tax that helps get your septic tanks offline and into a good treatment system, I mean, that's just been a fantastic. You're kind of the envy of all the counties around the whole state, because you are very proactive, this county, to solve those sewer problems, you know.
Well, it's vital for the cleanliness of our water and our lakes to have that sewer sales tax.
So.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. City of Branson funding agreement request, city wastewater system improvements. And we have a whole list.
Good morning. I had sent Mr. Mike Ray, city utilities director, an email that we were on the agenda today, and I don't see him here. There must, and he's very, very prompt to be here at these, so I don't know. I don't have an explanation of why that he's not here, but.
You
I can
just call you Mike.
I'm sorry.
You want us to just call you Mike?
You can if you want to. This is a request that we had talked about back when we was in the budget hearings of these projects that the city wanted to address. And I wish Mike was here, because there's been some changes over the last few months regarding the Cooper Creek project, but I'll go through these, and if you have any questions or anything like that, you know, please stop me and we can discuss as we go through these projects. But again, this is City of Branson's request for funding agreement approval for the 2017 year. The funding agreement project is the city wastewater systems improvements project. And with that, there are four projects that are included in that One is the upgrade of the Sunset Road Lift Station, number 5. The other is upgrade of process components at the Cooper Creek Wastewater Treatment Facility. Lift Station, number 46, Improvement Project is another one. And then the design of upgrades for lift stations 10 and 34. But I'll just go through each project and give you a brief update on what it includes. Lift Station number 5 upgrades. This upgrade will include modifications to the station's existing dry well wet well configuration. Under this project, the dry well pit, which houses two centrifugal wastewater pumps, will be abandoned, and the existing station wet well will be equipped with submersible pumps. The existing wet well walls will be extended 11 feet above grade, and the station's new electrical controls and backup emergency generator will be placed on a platform constructed at the top of the wall extension. This upgrade of the aged station and equipment will provide for better long-term operational reliability and allow the station to remain functional during flooding conditions. This station is susceptible to frequent flooding due to its proximity to Lake Taneycomo. The project engineering was performed in 2012-2013, and the construction has now been prioritized for 2017. The engineer's estimated cost for this project is $475,000. The Cooper Creek Wastewater Treatment Facility upgrade process components. This upgrade will provide for the existing clarifier components used to push settled sludge to the clarifier center. Removal to be replaced with suction headers and a central drive mechanism that will remove sludge more uniformly and enable improved hydraulic performance. Upgrades will also be implemented with sludge return pumping by mating new return pumps to the new header system, and to improve effluent quality, the clarifier effluent troughs will be equipped with longer covers to eliminate algae growth. This project will also include the replacement of the existing bar screen racks with screens containing a more narrow opening to more effectively remove the types of debris found in today's wastewater streams that cause extensive damage to pumps and process equipment. The installation of the screening compactor, the installation of a screening compactor and conveyor is also planned for this project. This will make disposal of the increased volumes of effluent debris more manageable. The engineer's estimated cost for this project is $2,472,800. Lift station number 46 wet well, installation of pumps and controls. Branson Utilities Department currently transports wastewater by truck from the Whisper Cove and estates at Majestic Point Developments, which are located west of Highway 265 near Table Rock Lake. The above developments constructed the lift station wet well in 2007 and extended a forced main to Highway 265. The city will connect the existing forced main to the gravity sewer line that has been extended from the Fall Creek sewer interceptor. This project will provide for the partial funding of the installation of pumping equipment and controls in the existing wet well and place the pump station into service. The estimated cost of the equipment is $115,000. The developments have agreed to pay $70,000 of this estimated cost, leaving $45,000 to the city. The city's request for funding will be the remaining $45,000. Lift station number 10 and 34 engineering design upgrades. The utilities department plans to contract for engineering and design services in 2017 to design upgrades for all equipment at the two above mentioned lift station sites. Equipment at both lift station sites is aged and becoming unreliable. The engineer's estimated cost for this project is $35,000. Okay. As previously stated, I should have read that first paragraph there, but as previously stated, the Cooper Creek project may be placed on hold. If this were to occur, the remaining projects would represent $555,000 of the total request. And what I'm saying there is there's been a discussion with Mr. Ray that the city may put that Cooper Creek, those Cooper Creek repairs, the ones $2.4 million. They might put that on hold because they may not want to spend the money to match those funds at this time. So that's a question there, whether they want to move forward with that project at this time or not. The City of Branson's Board of Aldermen approved the funding agreement on May 23rd, 2017. Three copies of this funding agreement were sent to an attorney representing the County Commission, who has reviewed and approved each copy as to form. These projects meet the criteria necessary for approval under the sewer sales tax guidelines.
So they approved the funding agreement for the Cooper Creek?
Yeah, that's all. The funding agreement contains all of these projects within that. Under the title City okay. Wastewater Improvements Project. And that's what we did with Branson last year. They had a list of projects that they wanted to address in 2016 under that umbrella of City Wastewater Improvements Project. And so then that allowed the city to direct those funds where they wanted to attack first as far as what projects that they wanted to try to knock off. But the Cooper Creek project with its $2.4 million price tag, that's something that Mike had alluded to that they may put on hold, but he wasn't sure. And what happened was that it takes so long for the City of Branson to go through the processes to approve these funding agreements. They have a first and second reading. Their attorneys take maybe 2 months to look at the agreements. They're a lot more involved in their process than any other incorporated area I deal with. So this review process and going before their Board of Aldermen is already in play. So we didn't want to go back and start changing the agreements around because it would have to go all the way back through that process again. So what they wanted to do is go ahead and apply for the $1 million and then decide once this is approved whether to move forward with the Cooper Creek repairs, which is part of this overall project, or to do a portion of that.
Well, if we wait till Mr. Ray's here, like maybe next week, is that going to delay any of the projects
no.
they've got going?
No, and y'all probably might have questions that he would be better to answer as far as the city's standpoint on funding of these projects, the better than I could. So
because the ones that totaled to $555,000, I don't have a problem with. I'd be more curious about what they're wanting to do with Cooper Creek.
Yeah.
Because if we give them.
I think that the thought was to go ahead and apply for it, and then if they could come up with the additional funding to go ahead and move forward with that project, and if it were to carry over into 18, would be to come back to the commission and try to get an extension of those funds, kind of similar to what we did for Hollister the other day when they came in before they started anything
right.
to see what the commission's mood would be on that. I think that was some of the thought process, and they're still trying to mull that over whether they can pull the money together to do this Cooper Creek, and that was the question.
They would only be able to use this money for what is stated in this agreement. They
yes.
They had another.
Yeah, they can.
Yep.
Right.
No. They could come back and they could and try to amend the agreement if the commission was so inclined to work with them to do that. If they wanted to redirect these fundings towards something else, but they would have to come back, and that would be an amendment. We do those from time to time on probably more on time extensions than anything, but it would be an amendment to the intergovernmental agreement, which would have to be reviewed by the attorneys and approved by the county commission.
We've also done, like, if there's money left over, hey, we want to do this project as well, then on smaller stuff, we've done that. We've done amendments to allow them to do a lift station or something, you know, something
similar. Yeah. The attorneys.
We did that for Taneyville, didn't we?
Yes. Mm-hmm. They had a little bit of money left over, and we redirected that.
Yeah.
But
so
it has to
again,
go back.
It has to go through the process.
We have to have a paper trail for the auditors, and that's why the funding agreements are in place, and that's why we go through that process. But any changes to those, we have to do amendments to those agreements.
Yeah, they don't just have the money, and then they can use it for anything they want. Do you guys want to wait for Mr. Ray to be here, or do you guys want to, what do you want to do? If you say it's not going to delay anything...
No, 1 week's not going to make any difference on that situation, and I don't know what happened.
I don't care to approve them. I don't care to wait.